The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio breakfast. So excited. Female boss in the building.
Woo woo!
Talisa is here. Hi.
Hi. Hello, ha.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. Feels great to be back.
We had a million and one tweets and stuff when we said that you were coming in. Obviously, a lot of people getting in touch. Very excited. There's quite a few people outside as well.
I know.
It must be quite nice after some time off to see those guys again.
Oh, massively. Like, there's like three really like hardcore fans that I've known for years, like right from the beginning of the End Up stays outside, and yeah, it's just proper feels weird to see them after so long, not seeing them in like a year and a half.
Have they still got stuff for you, like presents and drawings?
They get me literally the funniest presents. Like, some of them are so funny that I can't even say on radio, like the craziest stuff ever. But yeah, I've had some pretty epic presents off them in my time.
Nice. We got a tweet from a guy that I wanted to read you from Danny in Norwich, who says, "Oh dear God, Talisa totally had a dream about her last night. She and I fought a pack of dogs to save Beyonce."
Wow, that is an epic dream. I have some crazy dreams, but that is some, yeah, that's some next level stuff.
Ever fought a pack of dogs to save Beyonce?
No.
Not yet?
No, not yet. The other night, though, I did stop Busta Rhymes from beating up one of my friends.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was a pretty epic dream, yeah.
Oh, in your dream?
Yeah, no. I was like, Jesus. No, not in real life.
Really? That is epic.
Yeah, Busta Rhymes / David Hay, which he somehow morphed into halfway through the dream. Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff. Apparently she did their cane row wrong, so yeah, they wanted to beat her up. So I am...
Bit harsh.
Yeah. I had to step in.
We're gonna have a chat about music. So obviously you're back. We've got new tunes. We've got like loads of stuff going on that we want to talk about.
Yeah,
hit the ground running. Yeah,
yeah.
You good to hang on for a bit?
Yes, most definitely. I'm having fun.
Wicked. Okay, more with Talisa on the Hits Radio breakfast after this.
That is a true dream.
I was like, oh my God, that's incredible. I'm gonna call somebody about that. That's amazing.
More music next.
The Hits Radio.
This is the Hits Radio breakfast. Talisa's in the building this morning.
Woohoo!
And so we're back, and I've got to say, the video for the new song.
Yeah.
Hot.
Do you like it?
Yes. that was a bit weird. There was
I really
want to compliment her on the video, but there's no way I'm going to be able to do it without it looking weird.
Thank you. No, that's fine. My cheeks are going red. I really wanted to like show the new me, the new image, and it's a big kind of turnaround from the place I was before.
Are you proper like gymming it then?
Yeah, but do you know what? Since I've started back at work, I don't have the time like I used to, and like I feel really bad about it. Like if there's a week and I spend and I don't train, I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna start losing the body.
Yeah.
You know, like doing sit-ups before I came in here, like, oh my God, freaking out. But I did have a long period of like hard training before running up to the video.
Yeah. It just gets a bit tiring after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just that it takes so much willpower to just like literally get up and go, right, for an hour, I'm just going to sweat my butt off.
Yeah. Which is a long time in a day, isn't it? An hour?
Yeah,
Think of all the other more productive stuff that you could be doing.
Well, yeah, this is true. But, you know, the long-term benefits.
Yeah,
that's what we're looking for.
And how's Gareth? We've got Gareth with us.
He is good.
Hello,
on the iPhone, as per.
I love Gareth.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do too.
I think we should do a Gareth reality show.
Oh my God, it would be epic.
What do you think?
I think it'd be taken off the air.
He's just taken off the air.
No, I think he'd be a winner.
Oh, I think so as well. Do you know what? I totally agree.
I like it.
Literally a day in the life of Gareth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching back the other day was the similar thing that you did with N-Dubs.
Yeah.
Where they followed you around.
Yeah, being N-Dubs.
Yeah, being N-Dubs.
Yeah.
Which was so good.
Oh my God.
I was watching it and it took me straight back to like T4, Sunday morning, hangover, in bed, being N-Dubs on TV.
Oh,
last
gosh.
Night's pizza, awesome.
That was like literally some of the funniest stuff I remember like filming that show. And I remember at the time thinking, right, we're all going to be really well behaved. And it just didn't happen. And literally, there were arguments, there were explosions just literally on a daily basis, and I remember like watching it back going, oh, I can't believe they put that on air. The scene of me coming out of the pool literally going mental. I was like on the phone to the producer going, what have you done to me? But yeah, epic show that was.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah.
And there's always loads of end-ups back together, maybe not kind of rumours. Can you give us a definitive answer? Could this happen soon?
It's always been the same answer, which is it's inevitable. It's going to happen, but there is no date on it. We've not set anything in stone. stone. You know, I know Dappy likes his crazy tweets now and then. We're like, and Dom's are getting back together. It's like, really?
A lot of texts going, oh, well done, congratulations. Yeah, together. Together. What, really?
Is that what's happened? But yeah, it will happen. But it could be in 3 months. It could be in a year and a half. There is no time set. We just know when the time is right and we're all feeling it. Mm. I think there'll just be that moment. We'll all wake up in the middle of the night and call each other and go, let's do it, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get back in the band. But it will happen.
The problem with that, of course, is you've got to deal with like two smelly boys again.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, that part of it. I think now I'd have my own tour bus.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Travel separately.
Yes. Them two are terrors. We know that much.
I'm sure you get this all the time, and I'm sorry, I do have to broach it while you're here. Mm-hmm. I have to ask you about X Factor, because there's new fresh rumours, isn't there, about next series possibly?
Yeah, there's nothing set in, like, nothing's been said even, like, there's been no conversations about it. Obviously anything's possible. All I've said is it is something that I would do, but it's, you know, right now the panel's it's fully booked, you know? Yeah. I'm not trying to take anybody's job. But it is something, if, you know, there was that opportunity in the future, that I would do. But other than that, there hasn't been any conversations about it. It's just Louis, he just gets excited, doesn't he?
He's a bit like Dappy, isn't he?
Louis's like Dappy, he just talks and talks, and it's like, oh, there's another story. I'll be, Louis, what have you gone and said now? Why does it say I'm returning to the X Factor? What have you gone and said?
Bless him.
Yeah.
Gotta love him, haven't you?
Yeah, I have to.
Shall we play your song on the radio then?
Yes, please.
I've been looking forward to this moment for a little while. It feels like it's been too long,
way too long.
Go for it. Go ahead. Introduce it.
Guys, this is my new single out December 7th. It is Living Without You.
The Hits Radio.